Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncnursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. In this episode, we're going to hear from Kelly Zeichner, a nurse at the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. She talks about her project, which was recently presented at the ONS Annual Congress called Cooking with Chemotherapy, Recipes for Keeping Your Patients Safe. Kelly worked with fellow nurses, doctors, pharmacists, and other clinicians to create reference sheets that nurses can review when administering cancer drugs. These sheets include snapshots of important information, such as adverse events, drug usage, limitations, and more.
What we did is at Rutgers Cancer Institute, we worked with a multidisciplinary group of providers and pharmacists, and we created infusion nurse reference books to kind of create a solid foundation for quality, safe patient care in a complex oncology outpatient environment. So what happened was, if I can give you a little bit of background, around mid-2019, we were in a rough spot here at the Cancer Institute. We had a lot of nurses leaving at one point for various reasons, and we were also getting a lot of patients come in at the same time. So we were in a position where we needed to onboard a decent amount of nurses with some oncology education in a quick period of time, but to do it safely and effectively. So we figured in order to do this, we should create these infusion nurse reference books to guide them through their cancer care.
So tell me, what kind of information is on these reference books and how did you craft them?
Okay, so what we did is we were finding our nurses, many of our nurses came from an inpatient setting. And I myself started as an inpatient nurse. In the beginning of my career, I worked hematology, oncology, outpatient. And then I did that for 10 years and I worked in bone marrow transplant unit. And then I transitioned to outpatient. And the nursing care, though similar, because we're both taking care of oncology patients, can be vastly different in the chemotherapy and regimens we give to those outpatient patients. So we found that as we were onboarding these nurses, they were really having a hard time with the challenges that come with working in a large NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center. After precepting a bunch of different nurses, I was finding that they were coming on and we were doing everything else that we needed to do, but the nurses were struggling. So what we did is we got together with pharmacists, APNs, and clinicians from each department, because we have 8 large tumor groups in different clinics. And when you work when you have one infusion area and you have clinics that are in different parts of the institution, but we give all the chemotherapy at one time, it can be very overwhelming for those different complex regimens for the patients and the nurses. So what we did is we broke them down in 8 separate tumor groups, and we created, with those nurses in the departments, we created symptom management, oral oncolytics, IV therapy, and injectables for each group. So say for GI, we had the different oral oncolytics they could give, and then those regimens and kind of the more complex ones, what was entailed with them, and then maybe some symptom management that would come with those, lab values you would look for. This wasn't something we gave the nurses on orientation, but after they were done with orientation, something to help them guide them throughout their treatment. In these books, we also gave them the different providers who worked in that particular group, who you would contact and who your resource was for. We found that some of our nurses, even if they came from an outpatient setting, they were really struggling with who am I going to contact, where are they located, and what are the values we're looking for? Because they might have come from another institution, and some of those, their criteria for what they treated was different than what we did here at the Cancer Institute. We base all our treatments on NCCN guidelines, and we have board-certified pharmacists who we worked with, and then those APNs who worked in those particular groups, and then ultimately at the end, a provider would look at it from that group and then give us the okay on what needed to be added and what should be removed. What we did was we surveyed the nurses, and the nurses in those departments, the nurses in our infusion area, we said, what are the issues you're having? What are the barriers you're finding? And then what could we do to overcome, help you overcome that? And so when we got the results, we would put them into our collaborative meeting of what we went over, and then we based it off of that.
Being a new nurse or a nurse in a new setting could be kind of overwhelming. So can you talk a little bit about those feelings of being overwhelmed and the struggles that the new nurses were having, and how a tool like this helped kind of ease their anxiety?
So the nurses, when they would come on, and especially, so we would give them, when we found when we first started onboarding the nurses, and a lot of these nurses were newer nurses to oncology, they had some background, but like I said, a lot of them came from inpatient setting. What we did was we made our orientation a little bit longer. We were doing 2-month orientation. We increased that to another 2 weeks. And then we would give them a preceptor, somebody who they worked with regularly. Our directors and me as an infusion educator would meet with them weekly. What are your issues? What are you seeing? Because everybody's a little bit different, right? Are you finding that you're having a harder time with those GI regimens? Well, we'll give you more of those in your treatment. And then we also went over with them maybe the different tools that they could use to make things a little bit better. So what we did was on their orientation, we would give them different drugs every time, and we would never give them this guidebook until after their orientation was over. So they needed to look up the drugs and know the regimens and know that kind of thing by looking them up in that NCCN guidelines and ONS cancer book. But when they were done with the orientation, we didn't want them to feel like they were alone, right? Because now you're done, you had your preceptor, you were on orientation, maybe we gave you a later assignment, but now you're done and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm by myself. How am I going to get through this? So then we would give them a later assignment, we gave them a buddy, and then we provided them with this guidebook with the 8 different tumor groups and what the regimens were in each of this group. So they had a quick reference for when they were done with their treatment and when they were done with their orientation of, okay, these are the regimens. Really quickly, today I have so-and-so's patient, and he's getting FOLFOX. Okay, let me look up real quick. What are the side effects of FOLFOX? They could just open this book. It was only 10 to 15 pages. Open this book. Oh, he's a GI regimen. He gets FOLFOX. Oh, I'm looking for neuropathy. I'm looking for nausea and vomiting. Oh, maybe the patient's going to have mouth sores. I better make sure he doesn't have anything cold at home. Those kind of quick things to kind of pique their memory. Okay, I remember this. This is what I'm going to go over with my assessment. Our patients don't always necessarily see a doctor the day of their treatment. So it was really important for our nurses to have a really strong foundation and know what to look for and to guide their assessment so that they could relay to their provider in a very efficient manner what's going on with the patient, especially since we Tiger text, which is a secure message of text messaging. They need to really be able to relay those facts efficiently to the providers. And they really did find, they're like, okay, good, I have this. I'm not alone. I have a buddy. I can get through this.
So ultimately, it was useful. Yes. Are there any next steps or further development, or is it, you know, continuing to be implemented?
Yeah, so this started a little bit over a year ago. We started these last August. And I want to say, like, when it started, it wasn't, our project was, okay, let's see what happens. But in a year, we did find, okay, a lot has changed, right? I want to say in this 1 year, I took a pharmacology review class, and there were so many new oral oncolytics, right? Immunotherapy, those tyrokinase inhibitors, a lot is coming out. So we really do find that these drug books have to be updated annually. A lot of the nurses were saying, oh, I kind of wish the drugs, they weren't in alphabetical order. Could you put them in alphabetical order on there? So what we do is annually, we do have to review them. And that's what we're working on now, is bringing out like the next version, so to speak, of what needs to be done in them. And then we also found that, like, for our heme group specifically, they were like, oh, it'd be nice if they had something about tumor lysis syndrome or DIC in there with some of our patients that are coming out of transplant, or they have CLL and they're getting venetoclax, and we really need them to look at those side effects. So we added that. Some of the nurses said, you know, it'd be nice if we had some dose limiting toxicities, like, you know, to focus in on. So we put that in bold for them. We took out the providers. We had names of providers in those groups, but our providers, when you work in a large institution, they can change pretty frequently. So instead of having that, we kept that as a separate page that we could update regularly. That helped them as well. And then they did say too that, you know, it would be nice those oral oncolytics, if we could go into more specifics, because we may not so much dispense them, but the side effects we're seeing, those side effects when the patients are coming in for maybe hormonal therapy or something, we really need to be looking for those, and the nurses needed more education. And then as drugs are coming out through our oncology PNC, and they're approved, we're making sure that we get some WebEx virtual in services on those drugs that we can give them, and then put that on our online portfolio so that they can get them before we're able to add them to the reference sheets at the end of the year.
Great. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention or talk about?
No, I will say that I think oncology care is constantly changing. We have a lot of new and exciting things coming out, and the complexity of our patients' populations are getting older. And so being an oncology nurse is a very rewarding, it's a very rewarding career, but I also think it can be very challenging for nurses. And so that education portion is so important. That's what we really relate to our nurses. You may not have all the answers, but we're going to help you find them. And we're going to work together, and working collaboratively with the different people in your group, it really, really helps to give the patients a very good, safe, quality care experience, and provide a well-rounded assessment and culture for the patient.
Of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with oncology nursing news.